Okay, can you hear me? Thumbs up? Okay. So we're going to discuss a few Rashis today about Yom Yerushalayim. Where does Yerushalayim appear on Rashi in Tanakh? Recorded here, just in case it doesn't record there as well. And what do we learn about Yerushalayim from Rashi's mentioning Yerushalayim? So most of the references that are intriguing are from Tanakh, not necessarily Chamish Chamshei Torah, obviously mentioned quite frequently, but more technically. So the first is actually during the beginning of Malchus. Shaul is looking for his father's lost donkeys, and he meets Shmuel, and Shmuel tells him, "You're the man." And he tells him to go back, and he gives him some signs. "You're going to meet these people and meet these people, and they'll tell you this information." It's like an affirmation that he's the chosen one. So he tells him that, he says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud, "When you depart from me," Pasuk Beis, "you'll see two people near Kever Rachel." So that's also Yom Yerushalayim related, Kever Rachel. I recorded something very nice. I went to the monument for the three kidnapped boys this morning, and I recorded my two-minute video. I put a two-minute video over there on Twitter and Facebook, so if you want to get a chance to see it, about a very interesting story about Yom Yerushalayim and being in Kever Rachel a few months after the Six-Day War. Not me, obviously, but the people who were there. Anyway, so you'll go to Kever Rachel, which in this pasuk is presented as if it's in Binyamin's portion, which raises a whole interesting question, because it's a little more north, whereas Kever Rachel, but for now, what's interesting about this is, and it's in the Gvul Binyamin, on the border of Binyamin, Bitzel Tzach. That's a strange word. Tzel Tzach. This is the place you'll meet these two people, and they'll tell you certain things, and they'll tell you your father's donkeys are found, and that's the safe word. That's the key word, and you know, everything's right. So what is Tzel Tzach? It's obviously near the Gvul Binyamin. It's an important point. It's not referencing just some signpost or some gas station. So Rashi says Tzel Tzach is Rashi and Shmuel. Rashi says Tzel Tzach is a conjugation. Tzel, meaning the shade, the protection. Tzach of the Tzach. Who is the Tzach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dodi Tzach V'Adam. In Shir HaShir. So Rashi takes this phrase in Shmuel, and he references two different aspects of Yerushalayim. It's Tzel Tzach, actually, with the Tzel, not Tzel. Tzel Tzach. So first of all, he's mentioning that Yerushalayim is referred to as where Hashem protects us. Beis Elokim, Tzel Hashem. Shem Tzilcha Yad Minacha, we just said Tehillim in the Yibes Medesh, we say Tehillim every day, we said Hashem Tzilcha Yad Minacha, and we hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue the protection of his people from Yerushalayim and throughout Eretz Yisrael. So there's a certain tzel, but it's not just the tzel of protection, but it's also the tzel of intimacy. So in Shir HaShirim, where the female talks about the male, Tzilcha Chavadati V'yashavti, I want to be in your shade, I mean, I want to be protected by you, I want to be close to you, I want to be with you. And this is actually probably the more direct intention of Rashi, because the second part of this phrase, Tzel Tzach, refers to Hashem by the name Tzach. Hashem is referred to as Tzach, which means clear, and white, and in a more metaphoric sense, obvious, you can see, visible, only once in Tanakh. When is Hashem referred to as Tzach? So it's in Shir HaShirim, where the Benos Tzion, I think it's in Perakei, I didn't get a chance to look at that before. The Benos Yerushalayim, which are the nations of the world, are asking Am Yisrael with a woman, Madodech Midod, who is this Hashem that you are seeking? Madodech Midod, it's in Perakei, Pasuk Tes. Hayafa Banoshe, Madodech Midod, Shekachesh Batana. Why do you want to find him so much? Remember, this is at the stage where the woman is saying, "Can you help me find my male counterpart?" So she turns to the Benos Tzion. Benos Yerushalayim, can you help me find that male counterpart? And then they respond to her, why is it so important to you to find him? Madodech Midod, what makes him so special? So the woman answers, Dodi Tzach V'Adom. My male is Tzach, he's clear. Adom means ruddy, which it's a different connotation. Dagul Merivava, he's more special than tens of thousands. Dagul Merivava. So this is the only time in Tanakh that Hashem is directly referred to, obviously not directly, it's a metaphor, but that Hashem is referred to as Tzach, Dodi Tzach, clear, close, visible. Why? Because she's trying to convey intimacy. I can see him, he's clear, he's beautiful. I can establish that love between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Dodi Tzach V'Adom, is being referenced by Rashi in Shmuel. Go to that place called Tzel Tzach, where the Dodi Tzach V'Adom, you feel that closeness. And of course, it's being mentioned, according to Rashi, by Shmuel to Shaul. Shmuel at the start of Jewish monarchy is already foreshadowing that because you become the king, this is all going to land with building Yerushalayim. This is all going to end up with Jewish monarchy, with Malchus Beis, Malchus Shel, Malchus Beis David, and we'll reach a level of intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was impossible beforehand. So again, let's follow the trace. Shmuel tells Shaul, go to Tzeltzach, which means Yerushalayim. Why does Tzeltzach mean Yerushalayim? It's where we're able to be in the protective intimacy of Tzach, of the person that we see as so clear and so handsome. Where is Hashem referred to as Tzach in Shir HaShirim? Dodi Tzach V'Adom. So because in Shir HaShirim, Hashem is referred to as Tzach, Yerushalayim is referred to as Tzeltzach, the closest to Hashem was a Tzach, and Shmuel mentions that name only once when he's about to start Malchus. And he's with Shaul and Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud. Now, what's interesting is something that Rashi does not quote, but I just wanted to quote the Medrash for you. This whole conversation in Shir HaShirim, where the nations of the world, Benos Yishalayim, asks Am Yisrael, what do you care so much about this God that you love so much, about Hashem? Madodech midod, why are you so amorous? And Jewish people say back, Dod Yitzach V'Adom. Chazal say as follows. The nations of the world aren't just asking us, why do you care so much about Hashem? Nations are saying, why are you Moser Nefesh so much for Hashem? Why do you die so much? Why just leave him? You're important people. The Jews are great. Just come and be part of us. Why do you continue to die? Akidosh Hashem. And Am Yisrael returns and responds. This is the Lashon of the Medrash. Yisrael Omrim L'Musa Olam. This is how the Medrash understands that interchange in Shir HaShirim Parakei. Makirim Osam Oto. Do you understand how close we are with him? So this conversation between the Benos Yerushalayim and the woman is not just, have you seen my male? And my male looks like this, he's Tzach V'Adom, he's white and ruddy. But it's a conversation of saying, why are you Jews so much? And Ebesh HaKidosh Hashem. And Am Yisrael says, because we love Hashem so much. It's really a perfect medrash, a perfect pasuk about Yom Yerushalayim, which is the culmination of all the wars and all the Mesiras Nefesh and all the people who died at Kiddush Hashem and who continue to die at Kiddush Hashem, for us to be in Yerushalayim, to be with Dodi Tzach V'Adom, to be as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first Rashi. It all stems from that Rashi in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud, where Shaul tells Shmuel, go to Tzeltzach. Tzeltzach is the tent or the shade of Hashem, who's called Tzach. Hashem is called Tzach in Shir HaShirim, where it describes intimacy. Shmuel is using that phrase when he's about to establish Jewish Malchus. The Medrash understands this conversation in Shir HaShirim between the Benos Yerushalayim and Am Yisrael as a question of why do you love Hashem so much that you're even willing to be Moser Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. Okay, number one. Another interesting Rashi, the beginning of Yeshaya, where Yeshaya mourns the collapse of Yerushalayim. So in Yeshaya, this is, of course, Perek Aleph, very famous Perek in Yeshaya. This is the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, in which Yeshaya says that this was a city of Tzedek Yalinba. This was a city of justice, V'yatam Ratzchim, and now it's filled with murderers. So this is Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon. We all know the pasuk. Rashi talks about how Yerushalayim always had justice. It was a moral city, had a lot of korbanos. But Rashi in Yeshaya has a different read. It wasn't just the city of Tzedek. Rashi says there were 481 shuls in Yerushalayim at the time of the Beis HaMikdash's destruction, the first Beis HaMikdash. And it's Begematria Meleasi. If you look in Yeshaya, in Perek Aleph, when he mourns the fall of Yerushalayim, what's his Lashon? He says, Meleasi Mishpat. It was a city that was full of Mishpat. Tzedek Yalinba had righteousness and morality, V'yatam Ratzchim, and now it's descended into a den of murderers. Since Yeshaya uses the word Meleasi, the gematria of Meleasi is 481. Taf is 400 and fill in the rest. So there are 481 Meleasi, Taf Pei Aleph, 481 shuls in Yerushalayim. So we think about Yerushalayim as the Beis HaMikdash. We think of Yerushalayim as this one major location. But it really became a Beis Tefillah. It became, because it was so close to Shemayim, it became a center for shuls. It's where people built a lot of shuls, and people would feel drawn to Yerushalayim. I'm sure a lot of people lived in Yerushalayim, so obviously there were a lot of shuls in Yerushalayim just to service the people who lived there. But I can't imagine the days of the first Beis HaMikdash, they needed 480 shuls just for the residents. How many people were there? There was a Beis HaMikdash. So evidently, Yerushalayim is also known, as Shlomo envisions it when he builds the Beis HaMikdash, as Yeshaya envisions it, because it's Beis Elokim and Shara Shemayim, It's a great place to daven, even if you're not in the base of Mikdash. Even if you're not standing at the Kotel in the Harabayis, it's a great place to daven because you're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there were 500 shuls that were destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar during the days of the first base of Mikdash. So in a time in which we're missing a lot of our shuls, and we're thinking about Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was the capital of shuls. Rashi, this is Rashi in Yeshaya Perek Aleph. I'll skip a few Rashis, and maybe I'll go back to the other Rashis, but on that note, there's an interesting Rashi in Tehillim Perek Kuf Beis. Tehillim Perek Kuf Beis, David HaMelech says, Ki ratzu avodechas avoneha, that we have loved the stones. And this is, of course, my pasuk in Tehillim, which the Gemara quotes, some of Chazal, when they would leave Eretz Yisrael, they would kiss the stones, they would massage the stones. Rashi says, this refers to a medrash, fascinating. When the Jews left in the first wave of Galus, in the first Beis HaMikdash, Yechonya, Mordechai went in that Galus, Asher Gla, Yerushalayim, Imagala, Asher Gla, Sa'im, Yechonya, Melech Yudah. So this is the first wave, 18 years before the final Galus. The Jews actually took stones with them from Yerushalayim. And then they went to Baghdad, and they built a shul in Baghdad. And it was known for, I think the records show that it lasted about 1,000 years. It was known as, the Gemara Megillah talks about it, Chavtes, Beis HaKnesses Deshaf V'yasif. Beis HaKnesses that moved, and it was resettled. Shaf means moved, in Hebrew, V'yasif. And it was in Narda, which is near Baghdad. And we have records of Amorayim davening in that Beis HaKnesses. So the concept of that they loved your stones is not just a metaphor. We love Yerushalayim so much, and even the stones. Actually, you imagine carrying stones with you as you're leaving Yerushalayim, and then rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash that was once, or the Beis HaKnesses that was once in Yerushalayim, and rebuilding it. So Yerushalayim had 481 shuls based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, and then based on the pasuk in Tehillim Perikuf Beis Ki Ratzu Avodechas Avoneha, Rashi says actually took stones with them and built this shul in Baghdad, America. Okay, another two quick Rashis. Very interesting Rashi. Based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Daled. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'haya ha-nishar b'tzion, those who remain in Zion, ha-nosar b'yushalayim, and the remainders of Yerushalayim, kadoshi amar lo, they'll be called holy. Kol ha-kasuf l'chayim b'yushalayim, they'll live and they'll be all right. So, interesting. Rashi quotes the Medrash. What, the people who remain and survive the end of days, they'll live and everyone else forget about them? So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, "Vim Tomar, Sadiqim Hamesim, if they also yam Abad Kibodam." This pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Daled is talking about an apocalypse with these great wars in Yerushalayim, great plagues in Yerushalayim that not everyone survives from. That's why Yeshaya is talking about those who remain, those who survive will live forever. So Rashi says, "Okay, those who survive whatever apocalyptic events will happen will live forever, and everyone else is out." So this language of Rashi, Rashi says, "Talmud Lomar." The end of this pasuk, not just v'haya nishar b'tzion v'anosu b'yushalayim, they'll live, kol hakasov l'chayim b'yushalayim. Rashi says this is a reference to Chesed Mason. Kol hakasov l'chayim, the language of the pasuk, b'yushalayim, Rashi says, somehow, Yerushalayim won't just be the center for these wars and apocalyptic events, it'll also be the core and the hub of Chesed Mason. Just like the world began from Yerushalayim, life began, human life began in Yerushalayim with the Har Habayis, it will be the source, because everything is cyclical, will be the source for the rebirth of humanity, which is why people want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us, be buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier to Chesam Mason, you don't have to be like Chesam Mason, be buried in Chutz Aretz, it's hard to get back. And of course, we felt the pain of many people and just suffer as casualties in the sickness, but really wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But sadly, many of them, most of them could not be, because there were too many and the planes weren't flying and the arrangements weren't so. There were many people who were, they took out private planes or found all sorts of very, very exorbitant ways to get the bodies to Eretz Yisrael. In some cases, the relatives couldn't even accompany the bodies. In some cases, the bodies had to be buried by people on this end. And many people who were buried in Chutz Laaretz, who were buried El Tanai, that the bodies can be exhumed later and buried in Eretz Yisrael. So it's, again, a Rashi in Yeshaya Perek Daled. The pasuk is v'haya nishar b'tzion v'anosa b'yushalayim, those who remain from whatever apocalyptic events will be sent in Yerushalayim, kadosh yamer lo, they'll be called kadosh, kol hakasuv l'chayim b'yushalayim, they'll be living forever. Rashi says, that's a reference to Chesed Mason, Olam Haba, the different Ksav Yad. The last Rashi I wanted to talk about. It's the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin darshins this pasuk in Tzadik Beis as a reference to Chias Amesim. Hakasuf l'chayim b'yushalayim. Chayim b'yushalayim. Very famous Gemara, famous Rashi. Tehillim parakuf chav beis is actually the Tehillim for today. Today's chav zayin iyar. So today's Tehillim is all the Shir HaMaalos. The parakuf chav beis Yushalayim is called Yushalayim HaBinuya. That's built up. That's fortified. So Rashi says, what's Yushalayim HaBinuya? When everything is built. Beis HaMikdash, Aron, Shechina, Mikdash. Okay. What is Kiir Shechubra LaYachdav? I spoke about yesterday during Lechug, Shekoy Yisrael Nasa Chaveira. Some way of integrating all types of Jews. But Rashi in Tehillim doesn't quote that. Rashi quotes something which is more akin to the Gemara. Gemara in Tainus talks about two Yerushalayims, Yerushalayim Shalmata, Yerushalayim Shalmala. There's a model of Yerushalayim in Shemayim, which means Yerushalayim is the only city that exists in heaven. Every other city is human built. Yerushalayim has a divine celestial city. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tainus, Yesh Yerushalayim HaBinuya Bashamayim. There's Yerushalayim in the Shemayim. V'atida Yerushalayim Shlomata Lios Kimosa. So when we're trying to build Yerushalayim, we're not walking blind. It's not like we're trying to build Yerushalayim. We're just trying to recreate a model that already exists. What does this mean? In our terms, it means inevitability. We know where Yerushalayim is heading. The model already exists. It's in Shemayim. It's a question of how quickly we can match the downstairs to the upstairs. The terrestrial model to the celestial model. How long, how will it take us? But it's not as if there's a big question mark here. What's going to happen? Who's going to have Yerushalayim? It may take a while, but it's already there. The blueprints and the city, the model is already there. And the Gemara actually says, which Rashi and Tehillim doesn't quote, Hashem says, Lo avo li Yerushalayim shalmala, ad shevo li Yerushalayim shalmata. Hashem says, there are two cities, but until Yerushalayim shalmata gets fully established, I'm not entering Yerushalayim shalmala. It's not just that there's a city that we're modeling after the upstairs model, but we're triggering Hashem's presence in the upstairs model when we live and we participate in the downstairs model. So to summarize the four or five Rashis we spoke about, number one, Yerushalayim is called Tzel Tzach, the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Tzach, clear, transparent, nice, and white, as he's referred to in Shir HaShirim. Conversation in Shir HaShirim between the Jews and the Umos HaOlam, between this woman and the Benos Yerushalayim. According to Chazal, it's a conversation about Kiddush Hashem, Mesiras Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, about our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that reaches its climax in Yerushalayim. Shmuel is using this phrase when he introduces Malchus to Shaul. Second Rashi we spoke about is Yerushalayim has 481 Batei Knesses. V'le'asi Mishpat, Yishaya Parak Aleph. 481 Batei Knesses, which were destroyed during the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. The people with Yachanya took stones into Galus, into Baghdad, first Beis HaMikdash, and built a Beis HaMikdash there. That's the Rashi, Ki Ratzu Avodecha Es Avonat, in Tehillim Parak Kuf Beis, Beis HaKnesses, the Shaf V'Yasri. In Tehillim, in Yeshaya Parak Dalet, the Pasuk says, V'Kol HaKasuv L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim. Not just those who will remain fully alive after whatever apocalypse happens, but everyone will be renewed and rejuvenated in Yerushalayim. Kol HaKasuv L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim. Chias HaMesim. And then finally, Rashi, which calls you, Hillam calls you Yerushalayim Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachda, because there are two Yerushalayims whose fates are connected. Ir Shechubra La. There's a Shemayim Shalmala, Shemayim Shalmata. We're trying to recreate Yerushalayim Shalmata in the image of Yerushalayim Shalmala, but until we do, Yerushalayim Shalmala remains vacant and empty. Yom Yerushalayim Samech. Enjoy Rav Yoel. Good to be back in the Beis HaMedrash.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Yes, what did you want to say, Ariel?